Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good Thursday morning and happy homecoming week here in Rocket Land in Crittenden County. It's the football homecoming week and lots of festivities going on campus this week. The football game is tonight, a special night. We'll get to all those details in just a moment, but you know, all the sports and the hoopla that goes with it got me thinking, and this week I wrote my my opinion piece in the newspaper, my regular column about, you know, our age of way too much. I'm going to read you an excerpt from it, hoping you'll want to read the entire thing. Grab a newspaper this week if you don't have one. So here you go. Once upon a time, school could get by with a chalkboard, a dog-eared set of somewhat outdated encyclopedias, and a few buses that rattled their way to class or hauled a ball team to the county rival next door. Football had hand-me-down gear, baseball boys shared bats, and if you were lucky enough to have a gym, you played until the lights went out. Now, we measure the district's worth by whether every child has a Chromebook, every team has three sets of uniforms, and whether there are two gyms, one for practice and one for show. And then there's some large practice facility somewhere else on the side. You know, it's just, there's more sport than we need. There's more sports. There's more activities than we need. Even those, for those without much game, to be honest with you. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I love the culture of school sports. I'm part of it. I'm a high school coach. I coach softball. But there's a creeping suspicion that we've carried things way too far, particularly at younger ages where we still are supposed to be learning lessons more durable than a pair of new cleats and a $500 bat. So that spirit of excess doesn't end at the school door, and you can read more about my thoughts on that in this week's Crittenden Press. As for what's going on in Crittenden County this week, news-wise, the Crittenden County Fiscal Court will have a special meeting on Friday. That will be at 3:45 p.m. out at the county office complex. They're going to entertain changing the budget to reflect more money that is being spent on the jail. So they're going to, I think, trim some spending allowance for the jail based on projected revenue for the rest of the fiscal year, which has about 9 more months in it. Otherwise, homecoming, the fun stuff, Crittenden County's homecoming game kicks off tonight at Rocket Stadium. They will have coronation of the king and queen. That ceremony begins at 6:30 p.m. Kickoff of the football game, which is a district game against Todd Central, will begin at 7 p.m. Now, this game was moved up to Thursday night because of a shortage in referees. They just don't have enough to do all the games in West Kentucky on Friday night. So everybody's been taking a turn, schools all around the area, and it just so happens that homecoming week was our turn. So it kind of threw a monkey wrench into things as far as planning, as we just found out late last week. But the ever-popular Powder Puff football game now is going to be on Friday night, your regular football Friday. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Now, the seniors this year have never lost this football Powder Puff series since they were freshmen. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can hold on to their championship crown as they will begin defense of their titles against the freshmen. That starts at 6 p.m. at Rocket Stadium. Then the sophomores and juniors will play, and then the two winners will take on one another in the championship game, again Friday night. Saturday is the homecoming dance. That is going to be 8 o'clock to 11 p.m. Students only, of course, out at the multi-purpose room on campus. Also, Saturday morning, the community prayer will be held on the empty lot next to the Crittenden Press. And over at Land Between the Lakes, there's a huge Red Wolf program. Pretty cool stuff. You can read all about that in the Crittenden Press. It's kind of designed and tailored for kids. A lot of crafts and things like that going on. Also on Saturday, the junior pro football team has a big showdown over in Caldwell County. Apparently, it's the top two teams in the third and fourth grade are going at it. So a lot of excitement I've heard about that coming up. We're going to take just a short break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more news and information.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, unless you've been hiding under a rock, you've probably read or heard something about the Meals on Wheels program that was going to be shut down this week. As it turns out, it's gotten a limited stay. That program is, it used to deliver meals to about 30-some-odd local residents, and then 15 more would pick their meals up curbside, kind of take out, if you will, over to Senior Center. It's going to eliminate those at least a pause, a temporary period, so they could reassess for need. But as it stands now, for the next 7 weeks or so, they're going to just cut that back from 5 days to 3 days. Everybody will get their meals. Meantime, they're going to try to reassess and decide based on greatest need who will continue to get those going forward. There are four local officials who are currently serving in public office. Jailer Athena Hayes, County Attorney Bart Frazier, Sheriff Evan Head, and County Clerk Daryl Tabor, who have already filed their spending intents, signaling their plans to run again next year for another four-year term in their respective offices. Now, most of you have been keeping up, know that there are water issues. The city of Marion has its water issues, but also the Crittenden Livingston Water District has its issues. Their water loss is really high, so it means that they're losing like 17 million gallons of water every month, which is driving their costs up. There's a lot going on. They're trying to fix leaks. This has been just a terrible year, according to Abby Adamson, who is the new district superintendent. We're going to hear from her right now. It's kind of a lengthy interview. That's why I've kind of held this off to the end. But a lot of you ask me about this all the time, about the water district or the city's water issues. So I caught up with Abby a few days ago as she was out looking for leaks. So I'm here with Abby Adamson. She is the superintendent of Crittenden Livingston Water District, and she has been showing me a device that she has to listen inside of a meter that's down in the ground, like just your regular water meter, and it tells her whether there's a leak nearby or not. So we've been out doing that. We're going to talk a little bit about water, the Crittenden Livingston Water District, and maybe the water broader water picture too. But thank you, Abby, and boy, there's a lot of interest in water right now.
Oh, there definitely is, Chris. Yes.
Water is something that Von Summers, who works for you down at the plant, he says it all the time. You don't think about water until you turn that spigot on and it doesn't come out.
He's exactly right. Yes.
So obviously water is an important part of indeed life itself. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you have to have to live. And you know, Marion has had its troubles. We know that they have been well documented, and part of their overall plan to correct things is to tap on to Crittenden Livingston Water District, so to speak, and eventually buy all its water from the two county water district.
And, you know, but they can't do that right now. And again, we've talked about this a lot in the paper, but a lot of people still have trouble understanding the difference between the county water district and the city water district. But you all have had a little bit of your own troubles over the past, well, really, I mean, as far as leaks and such, that's just kind of cropped up, and we'll talk about that. But you had kind of gotten to the maximum ability of this plant to serve the customers that you have, and right now you're really not as capable of helping Marion as maybe you'd like to, and as much as they want some more good clean water. But talk about that, you know, the situation where you're at trying to expand this water plant, and then we'll get to these leaks in just a minute.
Yeah, we're at max capacity. We are pumping out as much water as we can. We're treating as much water as we can. It's not enough for us to be able to serve all of Marion as well as keep all of our customers with water. So we are in the process of expanding our water plant. Essentially, we're going to be doubling the size of it. We're going to go from a 2 million gallon a day plant to a 4 million gallon a day plant. And that will help us to be able to fully serve Marion's needs as well as all of the other districts that we do currently sell to.
And tell us those, where all does your water go?
So we go as far as Grand Rivers, Smithland, Ledbetter. We can sell to Lyon County. We haven't been right now. That's a possibility for the future with the expansion as well. We have a connection with Caldwell County. We're not currently selling to them. And we have a connection with Webster County, and we actually are purchasing water from Webster County right now so that we can help Marion a little more than we were. That's one of the efforts that we're making to be able to help them out some. Mm-hmm.
We see on social media oftentimes, you've had a couple of bull water advisories over the last couple of 3 weeks, and people get that confused with Marion's water district. I don't know any way to solve that.
I know. No, if people would just read, they could see the difference between city and county, but, yeah. You know, a lot of times people just glance through and don't notice.
Yeah. So this year has been very problematic for leaks. Why this year?
You know, Chris, I wish I could answer that. A lot of our surrounding districts, I've talked to a lot of superintendents from our surrounding districts, and they're all having the same trouble as we are. It's just been so, so dry. And when the ground is real dry, it tends to shift. And that causes a lot of main breaks. And we've had a lot of issue with main breaks, service line breaks, just leak after leak. It's really hurt us as far as our water loss goes. It's very difficult to gain any and to make any progress on mm-hmm. on the loss.
When so many people are wanting clean water.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the amount that they're expecting any given time, whether they're filling swimming pools or washing cars or whatever.
Right, yes.
So now you've been the superintendent since January. You were hired as a new superintendent during a changeover. But now you've been at the water district for how long?
12 years. I was office manager for 12 years.
Yeah, So you've seen all this over and over year after year, and this year in particular, is it the most problematic you've ever seen?
I believe it is. Now, I didn't have a whole lot to do with the field work before, so they kind of did it. I didn't hear a lot about the leaks mm-hmm. then. I would hear every now and then when we had to call a boil or things like that, but I didn't know numbers and things like that. So mm-hmm. it's really been eye-opening to me this mm-hmm. year.
Well, you're responsible for all of it now,
the
numbers and everything. So tell us a little bit about what you've been dealing with. I know you guys have maybe hired some contractors to try to get your water loss down. And where's your water loss at now? I've kind of reported on it a mm-hmm. lot, but a lot of people may listen and not read the papers.
Right. Well, I think the last we reported, back in July, our water loss was 38.82%. For August, it was still 38.3%. So we haven't made a lot of progress, but that I attribute a lot to our main leaks. We have fixed so many service leaks, but as soon as we get a couple fixed, we have one big main break. And the service leaks, it'll take 15, 20 of them to equal one big main break. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to gain any ground.
And when you say service leaks, is that's on the home side of a meter?
No, it's still on the district side, okay. But it's just little service tubing like that runs from, a lot of times we have meters that we have to bore under the road. Some of those mm-hmm. have little service lines, and then we have smaller lines that just, I mean, it's just a smaller line. A lot of those are just like 1-inch tubing, and but it's still on the district side.
On the district side of the meter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, there's this device that you had out today. Mm-hmm. And describe it, and if anybody wants to see it, I'll have a picture of you in the newspaper with it. But describe what this is and what you're using it for. And it's my understanding you've just now kind of gotten some tutoring on this to learn how to use it. So tell us what this is.
I actually just learned this week. Cody Kirby, the superintendent with Caldwell County, came down and showed me how to use it and helped me to find a leak that we had been looking for. But essentially, it's a listening device. So it's got a probe that you put down in a meter box, or you can even stick it directly in the ground. And you put on headphones, and in the headphones, you can hear if there's any, you can hear the flow of water.
You just hear a psss.
Yeah, that's exactly what
just
it sounds
that
like.
Hiss. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so then you know that there is a leak on the line somewhere where you're listening. So it just helps you to kind of pinpoint where you're losing water.
And then, so you know, it's kind of difficult. These water lines are all underground. Mm-hmm. And unless the water comes to the top, you know, bubbles up, so to speak, it's very difficult to find. So this is the type of device you use to try to... But then once you hear a leak, how do you go find it?
You have to walk the water line and look for it.
And hope it's coming up somewhere.
And if you know the area, I mean, you hope it's coming up. But something we have run into, there are a whole lot of sinkholes in this county. And you wouldn't believe how often a water leak is running right down into the ground and it never comes above the surface. Yeah. And then you just have to start digging.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, over the years, me being involved in writing articles about the Crittenden Livingston Water District and the Marion, you know, its issues. And so I'm a little more conscious and notice where leaks may be bubbling up. Mm-hmm. I called you the other day on one. I called the city mm-hmm. a few weeks ago on the one on Belleville Street. Mm-hmm. So talk about what people, the you can crowdsource this.
Yes, yes.
How can the public help you find these? What do they need to look for?
We very much appreciate when people call in and let us know that there's a leak. When it's this dry, they're pretty easy to see. If you see a wet spot at all and there's not been any rain, then you know there's probably a leak. A really, really green spot that everything else around is dead. You see something that's really green, there might be a leak there.
And this might be in the right-of-way of a highway. Mm-hmm. It might be right on the edge of in a highway. But,
yeah.
You know, the one mm-hmm. I saw on Highway 70 is just bubbling up just
yep.
right in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even bubbling up. It's just a big wet spot.
Right.
And as dry as this was before it rained. So you knew something had to mm-hmm. been causing that. Well, the second day. The
yeah.
first day, I didn't think much about
mm-hmm.
it. The second day, yeah.
Yeah.
So what do people need to, if they notice this, what do they need to do?
Call our office or call our water plant and we'll get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Now, you all have fixed a lot of leaks, right?
We've fixed a lot.
You have some numbers on that too, don't you?
Yeah, in July we fixed 31 total. August we fixed 26. September we have fixed 22 so far.
Gosh, mm-hmm. these guys have to be working around
the
clock.
They are. They work anywhere from 50 to 60 hours every week mm-hmm. to just trying to get caught up. The biggest problem we have is we don't have enough men to keep the lines maintained. That's why they're having to work so many hours. Mm-hmm. So we have a 4-man crew for 710 miles of water line.
I know I've covered the board meetings, the water district board meetings, and there's been some discussion about do you need more employees? And you know, you got to have more money, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you all have put in for a water bill increase. And when mm-hmm. have you heard when that's going to go into effect?
I expect to hear something any day. The final order mm-hmm. should come any day. So
yeah, okay. All right, well, Abby, we appreciate you. Good job out there looking for leaks yourself. You're not one of these superintendents that just sits inside at the desk, right?
It's not that kind of job, Chris. Nope, I have to have my hand in everything.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chris.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Again, grab your Crittenden Press. You can find a great deal more information on a number of these topics that we have touched on this morning. For now, I'm Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.